From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump took to Twitter to respond to accusations that he recorded conversations with former Federal Bureau of Investigation Chief James Comey. This ends weeks of uncertainty about whether the president had installed a White House taping system and recorded two private conversations he had with Comey. White House Deputy Chief Spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked why the president took more than a month to clarify.
I think it was pretty clear in that original statement that he hoped for his sake, and that was, I think, the very intention. And he's laid out his position on whether or not he personally was involved in that in his tweet today.
Comey has said the president urged him to curb the agency's investigation into Russia's meddling of the 2016 presidential election, which Mr. Trump denies. After weeks of closed-door negotiations, Senate Republicans have unveiled a draft bill to overhaul America's health care system and replace what's commonly known as Obamacare, drawing criticism from Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Obamacare isn't working, and it is time to act.
I regret that our Democratic friends made clear early on that they did not want to work with us in a serious bipartisan way to address the Obamacare status quo. But Republicans believe we have a responsibility to act, and we are, for our constituents, for our state, and for our country.
Democrats have blasted the bill as a tax cut for the rich, masquerading as a health care plan. The wait for visitor visas to the United States could get a little longer. White House and State Department officials said Thursday that a new executive order revoking an Obama-era guideline on processing times at consulates was made in the interest of vetting and national security. This is VOA News. Iraqi generals say Islamic State's destruction of the iconic al-Nuri Mosque in Mosul is a sign that the militant group's power in the city is coming to an end. We hear more from VOA's Heather Murdoch.
This is Mosul's old city, where there has been heavy fighting over the past few days.
You also don't see any civilians around here, as most everyone in this area has fled.
Only a few hundred meters from here, the al-Nuri Mosque, both the symbolic heart of the Islamic State and an ancient treasure of this region, was bombed last night by IS militants. We can't get to the mosque now because the bomb site is still heavily guarded by sniper fire and mortars. Soldiers say IS wanted to destroy the mosque in advance of an Iraqi and coalition victory over the group in Mosul. Generals from Iraq's Elite Special Forces, or Golden Division, say the destruction signifies the end of the group's power here.
As you see, our fighters overcame strong resistance here, and you can see how hard they fought. It is difficult traveling this small city. The roads and the geography are difficult. They did the right thing.
Fleeing civilians say inside neighborhoods still held by IS, families are starving, and mortars, bombs, and IS sniper fire are still killing people as they run. Reporting from Mosul in Iraq, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Antonio Tajani, the president of the European Parliament, said Europe needs to be pragmatic in dealing with Britain following the country's decision to leave the bloc, but he urged cooperation in future dealings.
The UK will leave the European Union, not Europe. This is important to pave the way also for good relations after the separation. It's important to cooperate with the UK also the day after on terror against the terrorism, on defense. London is member of NATO.
EU leaders opened a two-day summit Thursday in Brussels to address everything from Britain's planned exit along with terrorism, migration, and other issues facing Europe. British Prime Minister Theresa May told reporters prior to the summit she was looking forward to constructive negotiations. Turkey has deployed 23 additional military personnel to Qatar and sent a cargo ship carrying food to the tiny Gulf state. 3 weeks ago, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut diplomatic and economic ties with Qatar over concerns that the nation was supporting terrorist groups, an accusation Qatar has denied. Turkey has stood behind it during the dispute, providing the desert nation with food and pledging military support. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.